Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What a great way to start 2025. Hello, everyone. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan with another Spits and Suds postgame as the Stars take down the Ottawa Senators at the AAC by the score of 4-2. Rupe Hintz scored twice as the Stars rallied after being down in the first period to come back and win the by the score of 4-2. Matt Duchene had a goal and an assist. Wyatt Johnston and Jason Robertson each had two assists for the Stars. Stars have won four of their last five games. Jake Oettinger, solid in net, didn't have a lot of work, but some of those key second period saves were absolutely terrific for the Stars as they beat a really good team tonight. And I want to put it in perspective as far as who they beat. And, you know, this is not the Ottawa Senators of old. A lot of people think like, you know, Ottawa, and they think, you know, a bottom dweller, a team that will be selling. But in fact, Ottawa might be buyers. Remember, they have new ownership. And to get in the playoffs in the NHL is crucial as far as a revenue standpoint, because the gate is where it's at, because they don't have the large TV contracts that like an MLB or an NBA or an NFL have. So, in fact, Ottawa is 7-3 in their last 10. If the season ended today, Ottawa would be in the Eastern Conference playoffs as one of the wild card teams. So think about that. Also, as far as Ottawa, I believe Ottawa has won the last 5 out of 7 against. That's correct. 5 out of 7 since 2020 against the Stars prior to tonight's game. So Ottawa kind of had the Stars' number, and it's a tough matchup for Dallas. A lot of individual talent. We did see Brady Tkachuk have a great night for the Sens, but really, really nice gut check effort. Our producer Gregory Finley and I were talking prior, and he brought up a great point. It was nice not only to see the Stars have a nice comeback win, score a power play goal, but if you look at the players involved on the score sheet, it was your top producers that showed up tonight. Jason Robertson, Rupe Hintz, Matt Duchene, Jamie Benn, the big names of the Stars certainly came through. So I'm going to throw a couple things at you. Really kind of interesting. With tonight's win, the Stars became the third team to win 1,000 games in the 21st century, according to NHL stats. The Bruins and Capitals are the other two. So that kind of puts in perspective how well this team has done Under Jim Nill, the last, let's say, 5 years, so to speak, racking up a lot of wins. Tonight's win is also the team's first five-game point streak of the season, and the Stars only surrendered 13 shots on goal. The last time that there were fewer, November 9th, 2006, against the Coyotes, now Utah, who will play on Saturday night, and they also allowed 13 shots on goal on that night. So let's talk about some of those big players. Boy, Jason Robertson, once again with a big game. He recorded 2 points tonight. He's the 15th player in Stars North Stars history. You know I love to include the North Stars, so it's not just a Dallas stat. So he's the 15th player to record 100 multi-point games, according to NHL stats. And here are the other four players in franchise history. Once again, one of the reasons I love mentioning Minnesota and Dallas together, because there are a couple names from the past as far as Stars folklore. Brian Bellows in 151 games played. Mike Modano in 126 games played. Bobby Smith, who you've heard me mention on this post-game show, 123 games played. And Dino Cicerelli, who was terrific. So three of which were North Stars. Well, I guess technically Modano was a North Star as well. But Bellows, Modano, Bobby Smith, and Dino Cicerelli, those are some really good forwards. So the other thing that we talked about is the recent hot streak of Jason Robertson. Seems like his confidence in his game really has come together. And you look at the Hints' second goal and the fact that Robertson took the opportunity and basically played with the puck a couple of times to create just enough space to push it back to Hintz, who went over the shoulder into the net. And that really shows the confidence and the poise that Jason Robertson is playing with, because a lot of times maybe it's a try to quick pass or try to turn it around and shoot. But the fact that he's seeing Hintz visually and knows where Hintz is shows that that is becoming a cohesive unit. And that first line really is making a difference on this recent five-game point streak. So he has 23 points in his last 22 games dating back to November 11th. Wyatt Johnston. We talk about Wyatt Johnston as far as the post-January 1st Johnston last year and how he took off and probably was the best forward on the ice in the second half of last year. Well, he's doing it again. He started in December, 2 assists tonight, extended his point streak to 5 games. He's now one shy of his career best in 6 contests from earlier this season. Let's talk about the debut of Artu Hiru and how he did. Boy, that name is fun to say. Artu Hiru. He only skated 854, which is kind of expected for a fourth line player and a player that they want to protect in his first game in the NHL. But the biggest stat, and you know we love those stats that aren't on the front lines with Spitz and Suds, he went 6-for-6 on the faceoff dot. He's the 5th star skater this season to take at least 6 draws in a game, draws, should I say, without losing one. So really, really impressive. And I think, you know, when people wonder, why did Hiru come up and not others? And that's the reason. He's a solid two-way player, and he's a bigger guy. And you can tell from tonight that he's really good on draw. Think about that. A rookie playing in his first game, and you have that much confidence to throw him out for so many draws. And this line caused some real issues when Hiru, Beck and Colin Blackwell were on the ice during 5-on-5 play. The Stars actually outshot the Senators 5-0. So that fourth line, while they didn't put points up on the board necessarily, did a real nice job. And after that first period, the Stars, similar to what they did the other night. I'm really liking using this speed on the deep forecheck, causing turnovers, forcing the defenseman to get the puck out quick, and that's causing those turnovers, which is allowing the Stars some great scoring opportunities. So really cool job by the Stars as far as forechecking. Let's get back to Hintz for a second. He's on an absolute heater, including two goals tonight. But he also went 12 of 19 on the faceoff dot. He's locked in right now. And when you're getting that goal and assist production that Hintz is getting, plus you're getting that kind of percentage in the faceoff dot, remember, faceoff wins equal puck possession, equals tiring out the other team, specifically in the offensive zone, because you keep it in the zone. The Stars are doing a really nice job lately as far as, after creating a turnover, cycling the puck and really wearing out the other team. Stars traditionally are not like a deep cycle team as far as puck possession. It's usually one in and then they pull out and, you know, want to make sure they're back. But what they're doing right now is working. They're going heavy on the top two lines with Hintz, Robertson, and Evgeny Dadonov. Can't say enough. The Swiss Army knife of the Dallas Stars, a guy that can play on the fourth line and play good defense, but is now propelled all the way up to the first line and making it pay off. Seems like, you know, the chemistry between these three are really good. And then we were wondering, with the absence of Sagan and Marchment, well, it seems as though when you put players with Matt Duchene, they tend to heat up. Duchene centering Jamie Benn and Wyatt Johnston has become a really, really good line and kind of made us say, okay, Mason Marchment, we can't wait to have you back. But at the same time, we got something cooking with this second line. Now, imagine if the Stars could acquire a player that I think they're looking at, Mikael Granlund of San Jose, on an expiring contract, probably having one of his best years in the NHL. Now, this is going to be a real small line size-wise, but give me three hustlers. Think about this third line. Maverick Bourque, Logan Stankoven, and Mikael Granlund. Let that sit in for a second. That is a pesky third line that can create some real problems. Very, very good with the puck, quick. Don't mind as far as getting into that dirty area, despite their smaller size. And the other thing, when you're going up ice, you better have a rear view mirror, because all three love to chase and take it away. The other thing it does is it moves a player like Sam Steele down to the fourth line, and then you roll out a fourth line of Sam Steele, Oscar Beck, and Colin Blackwell. So that would be a really, really good fourth line. We haven't seen Steele much on that fourth line because him, like Dadonov, he's had to move around and played well in any role given. So kind of excited to see what they do as far as trading. And we'll talk about that more in depth tomorrow when we talk to our Spits and Suds NHL insider, Sean Shapiro. So we'll go over some details as far as potential trades. We'll talk about the kind of tumultuous situation, so to speak, with the Vancouver Canucks and what it's doing to the room. And are they going to move on this contract? One of the things that I brought up today on a tweet is Elias Pettersson, who's an absolutely amazing player. So yes, he makes 11.5 per year. So that is a hard contract to absorb. You're going to have to give also to get. And I mean, you're going to have to give pieces. You're going to have to throw out names like Stankoven, Bourque. You might even have to throw in a Wyatt Johnston. I'm sure Vancouver would ask for that. I do not do that if I'm the Stars. But one of the interesting aspects of the Pettersson contract is, although it's long-term, the no movement clause kicks in after this year. So Pettersson actually can be traded. So if you're Vancouver, do you really want that no movement clause to kick in next year with everything going on. And that room just seems to be getting louder as far as disapproval and not getting along. So the other name out there is TJ Miller. He's on year two of an 8-year deal. Another really good player. He does have a no movement clause, so you would have to get him to waive that if he were to become a Dallas Star. So, but those are going to cost pieces. Mikael Granlund might be like a higher draft pick, and he is expiring after this year. So you could use the LTIR money to take care of Granlund and maybe another player. So you could fill that void. They come off your books after this year. Sagan hopefully will come back for the playoffs, and that once again moves everyone down even more. So can't necessarily count on Sagan, but you can always keep out hope that he would be ready for the playoffs. So you would have to exercise that LTIR, which is why it's there. But they're being cautious so far as to what they want to do with it. So Stars playing really good hockey right now. Pretty excited about what they're doing. And you know what? It's starting with the forecheck, getting in deep, utilizing their speed, creating turnovers, not playing bad defensively, but we do have to talk about those mistakes. And that's your first line defensive pair that really cost you two goals. The first being Thomas Harley with just an kind of a silly turnover, so to speak. And that's going to happen throughout the season. Sometimes you're going to have bad turnovers, but the thing that made this worse was, it was kind of a blind pass, and unfortunately, it was a pass that was quickly picked up and scored upon. And from there, the Miro Heiskanen getting picked with the puck. And, you know, you're doing these two things with Brady Tkachuk on the ice, and that's not good. So a little bit of cleaning up to do. I'm sure they'll sit down and go over those details. Utah coming in Saturday night. And the thing about Utah is similar to the other night where the Stars won. Utah, in the two games that they've played in Salt Lake City, have both been track meets. So this is very advantageous for the Stars. I love the Stars when they're in track meet situations. That's pro Stars because they can utilize their speed. They played really well against Utah this year. So we'll see what happens on Saturday night. Once again, the biggest thing with Utah is you have got to break them down offensively. They've had injuries on their back end, but you have to stop what they put forward, and you cannot take too many penalties, because that Utah power play, while it might not be one of the best in the league, it certainly does have some of the best young names in the league. So we'll get in further with that as we make our way to Saturday. But once again, a real nice win. The Stars will face Ottawa in the next couple of weeks. Once again, this time in Ottawa. So nice to see the Stars get on track with a team that they've struggled against since 2020. So that's a quick recap of the game tonight. Like I said, Sean Shapiro, our NHL insider, joins us tomorrow, and we'll talk more Stars with Sean, talk some trade possibilities and more. We'll go around the NHL as we always love to do with Sean. So that's going to do it for this recap episode. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And until then, have a great day, everyone.